Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam, man za'arni sabri wajabat shafa'atihi. Ukama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam, sadaqallahu wa sadaqa rasul wa nahnu ala zalika min ash-shahidin wa shakirin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very easy natural deed to follow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been discussing about Madinatul Munawwara, and fortunate are those who proceed to the blessed lands. Fortunate are those who are invited to the blessed lands. Most fortunate are those who go and perform Umrah and Hajj and visit the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it should be a desire in the heart of every Muslim to make Umrah, to perform the Hajj, to make Ziyarah of the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, we should realize something, that when we intend to go for Hajj and for Umrah, then we should make sure that we go with halal earnings, pure wholesome earnings. And also we should make sure that we are proceeding for Umrah and for Hajj for the pleasure, for the sole pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not for show, pomp and glory. And also we should realize something, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and granted us the ability to go to the blessed land, that is a warning that after visiting the blessed land of Makkah and Medina, and going to Arafat, Muzdalifah, we should change our lives and become better Muslims. We should not proceed for Hajj and Umrah taking this to be a tourist attraction, or for shopping, or for visiting, just like how others visit. And also we should not go there because our neighbor is going very regularly, therefore I also must go regularly to the Haramain Sharifain. Nowadays, unfortunately, it has become a fashion to go to Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. When there is school holidays, etc., everybody is deciding, I also must go for Umrah. These trips towards the Haramain Sharifain must not be for holidays and for pomp and glory. And how can a person go to the Haramain Sharifain and is steeped in interest transactions? How the person goes to Haramain Sharifain and is steeped in OD? How people go to Haramain Sharifain and the people money, and people are crying for their money, and this person, he goes away to the Haramain Sharifain. What place he goes to the Haramain Sharifain? How people go to the Haramain Sharifain and go to the Kaaba, go to the Rosa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at home they are oppressing their wives' rights, they are oppressing the neighbors' rights, at home they are oppressing the human beings' rights. So we should make maaf, and we should seek forgiveness. And how we should seek forgiveness before going for Hajj and Umrah? That if we owe a person money, repay the person the money and then proceed to the Haramain Sharifain, inshallah, then we will see results in our life. People proceed there, unfortunately, in one condition, and when they return in the same condition. Why there is no change? Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that if you take the donkey of Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salaam, Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salaam's donkey, and if you laden the donkey with books, and if you take the donkey of Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salaam and make the donkey go around the Kaaba and bring the donkey back, the donkey is still a donkey. We should regard this as a severe warning, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to Makkah and Medina, then we should change our life. People often pose a question. They say that how can this be possible that a person is involved in illegal transaction, he is not worried about halal haram, he is steeped in interest and OD, he is such an oppressive fellow and a tyrant, and he is a rotter and a thief and a person who is deceiving, still every now and then you hear he is going to Umrah, every now and then he is going for Hajj. How is this possible? Respected elders, that person who is involved in all these illegal transactions and he's going to Harmain Sharifain so often, the answer is very simple, that if there is a Supreme Court in the land and every now and then the person is being called to the Supreme Court, there is subpoena, they come to the Supreme Court, is it a very healthy sign that every now and then you must go to Supreme Court, every now and then they're calling you to Supreme Court? That means there's something wrong with you, that's why they keep calling you to the Supreme Court. And you should now decide to change your life. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling this Muslim, who is not a very righteous Muslim, calling him every now and then and jolting him that maybe he changes his life. When we go to Madinatul Munawwara, there are three intentions we should make. First, visit to Madinatul Munawwara should be to visit the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Humam rahmatullah alayhi has written this in Fathul Qadir, and that is the accepted view of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Second visit to Madinatul Munawwara should be with the intention that he is visiting the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third visit to Madinatul Munawwara should be for both to visit the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Masjid Nabawi. Whilst we are in Masjid in Madinatul Munawwara, then we should visit three graves in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grave of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the grave of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. While we are in Madinatul Munawwara, we should visit three graves. The graves are in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the graves of Jannatul Baqi, then the graves of the Shuhada in Uhud, the Shuhada of Uhud. Ulama have written that when we decide to go to Baqi, Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard in Madinatul Munawwara is called Jannatul Baqi, and the graveyard in Makkah is called Jannatul Ma'ala. Ulama have written that when we decide to visit the grave of Jannatul Baqi, before doing so, it is mustahab that we visit the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the grave of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then we proceed to Jannatul Baqi. In Jannatul Baqi it is stated that we go and visit the grave of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he is most superior in Jannatul Baqi. After that, the son of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and thereafter the wives and the aunts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Sahaba companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are over 10,000 companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried in Jannatul Baqi. When we visit the Shuhada of Uhud, there we should make intention that we are going to visit the grave of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the leader of the Shuhada, the leader of the martyrs, is my uncle Hamza. And when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has classified Hazrat Hamza, his uncle, as Sayyidu Shuhada, as the leader of the Shuhada, that this is our belief, that Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the leader of the Shuhada of the martyrs and no other personality. After that, we should visit the graves of Shuhada, and in that graveyard is also the grave of Hazrat Musayyib ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Musayyib ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the first muallim, he was the first teacher sent by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkatul Mukarramah between the two Aqabas. After the first pledge of Aqaba, the people from Medina, they requested a teacher and muallim who to teach them about Islam. So Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he sent Hazrat Musayyib ibn Sayyid ibn Musayyib to Madinatul Munawwarah as a teacher. While we are in Madinatul Munawwarah, we should do three things. One is to be regular in Salat in Masjid and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated in the hadith, the person who makes 40 Salat with Jama'at in Masjid and Nabi, then on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will free him from nifaq, that is hypocrisy, and free him from punishment, and free him from the azab of the fire. So the person will have these three rewards. Remember that if you want to go and visit the other masajid, or you want to go and visit the various wells in Medina, then you should do it after Fajr Salat, so that you come back before Zuhar and you got your Zuhar Salat in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you say to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should go to the Masjid Uhud, the Masjid at Uhud on Saturday. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that if a person goes to the Masjid of Uhud, he will get double reward of Hajj. That means when his Hajj is accepted that year, he will be rewarded double. He should go there on Saturday. There are reports he also went on Monday. There are also reports there on the 20th of Ramadan. When we are in Masjid, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salatul Jama'at we must make. Recite Quran al-Kareem in abundance. And also make salat wa salam upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama Ikram have written that it is mustahab to make salat wa salam upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily when we are in Madinatul Munawwarah. So we've got three things to do in Madinatul Munawwarah: that salat wa salam upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatul jamaat, and abundance of tilawat of Quran. And three things we will abstain from. Three things we'll abstain from in Madinatul Munawwarah and also in Makkatul Mukarramah. Those three things are that you walk aimlessly in the bazaars. And unfortunately, we have become masters in doing that. That walk aimlessly in the bazaars. Don't know where he's going, don't know why he's going, don't know what he's doing, walking around in the bazaars. Secondly, if you sit in the foyer of the hotels, you see, unfortunately, South Africans, especially, that sitting in the foyer of the hotels and philosophizing and becoming the scholars of the age and ruling, making new laws in Islam and discussing about how to solve the political and socio-economical problems of the entire world while sitting there and having heavy philosophical and logical and rational discussions which they themselves don't understand. Respected elders, it's a wastage of good time. And third thing, don't do in Makkatul Mukarramah and in Madinatul Munawwarah, then don't take a shopping list for someone else. Otherwise you'll be shopping and they'll be waiting for the stuff, and when you don't bring the stuff when you come from Hajj, then they will classify your Hajj as not accepted, because you never bring the item they told you to bring. In Madinatul Munawwarah, you visit three masjids: Masjid of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Masjid-e-Ijaba. Masjid-e-Ijaba is where Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made three duas, and two of his duas were accepted, one was not accepted. He made dua that, Ya Allah, do not destroy my ummah via famine and epidemic. That was accepted. Ya Allah, do not destroy my ummah via an overwhelming force. That was accepted. And Ya Allah, do not let my ummah be destroyed by disunity. That was not accepted. So we should visit that masjid also, and visit the masjid, as I told you, or at Uhud. Also another masjid you can visit is Masjid the Qibla Fayd, where Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in were there when the Qibla was changed. They reported to the Imam and to the Musallis that the Qibla has now changed, and while they were in Salat, the Imam walked from one part of the masjid to the other part of the masjid for the new Qibla to be faced. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwarah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi writes that when we go to Madinatul Munawwarah, then we should think about which place we are going to. We are going to the city wherein lies the Nabi who fought against falsehood, who destroyed idol worship, and who brought us to Tawheed. We are going to the city where most of the regulations of Islam came down. We are going to the city wherein are buried Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the two companions of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Sahabas in Jannatul Baqi. We are going to the city wherein most of the laws, the rules and regulations of Islam came. We are going to the city which was the headquarters of demolishing kufr, shirk and bidat, rituals and customs. We are going to the city which was used as the headquarters and springboard for all expeditions and all battles of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should go and be respectful to the city and respect the dwellers of the city. It is stated by Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that if we go there and experience any difficulty, and we go there and we get sick, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will reward us for the difficulties that we experience in Madinatul Munawwarah. The respected elders, in Madinatul Munawwarah, in the Masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are various pillars. Ustuwana Hannana, Ustuwana Lubaba, Ustuwana Haris, Ustuwana Aisha, and Ustuwana of the Tahajjud, and the, where the delegation should come. First, you take a small diagram and learn about the various pillars in the Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if time permits, I will elaborate one or two stories concerning them. And what is between the Rauza and the Mimbar, what is between the Mimbar and the grave of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is called Riyazatul Riyaz al-Jannah, a piece, a portion from Jannah. Meaning that portion will go away to Jannah, or that portion is from Jannah, or that person is like in Jannah when he is reciting Salat and making Salat. But remember the rule that applies to Hajr al-Aswad when we are in Makkah Mukarramah, that if there is going to be harming someone, injuring someone, or causing sin to someone, then also just as while we are going to Hajr al-Aswad, we must not sin, we must not touch people, especially her women, or don't come in contact with them, and do it peacefully, then if there is place in Jannatul Rozatul Jannah, then we make our Salah. In fact, when we are leaving Masjid al-Nabawi, it is advisable to go there, make two rakats of Nafil Salat, go and greet Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give salam to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then proceed. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a dream. He had a dream, hadith is in Tafsir Umwal, that he saw a moon. Moon descending upon Makkah. Then the moon came, it rose again and descended upon Medina. Then the moon rose again and it descended on the lap of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an expert in interpretation of dreams also, and he interpreted the dream that this was the coming of light, the Nure Hidayat, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming into Makkatul Mukarramah, leaving Makkatul Mukarramah, coming to Madinatul Munawwarah, then coming onto the lap of Hazrat Aisha, meaning that he will die and pass away in the Hujra, in the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Two, three items we should know about, that when we are greeting and we are passing salams and making salams upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is clear in the hadith that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I hear it and I reply to it. So there when we are giving salam to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listens to it, he hears it and he replies it. However, remember that we are civilized people, we are cultured people, we should not raise our voice and shout and scream, because on the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ayat of Quran is written, La tarfau aswatukum fawqa sawt nabiyyikum. See, that ayat is written. Why that ayat is written? That we must not be uncivilized, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps He destroys our actions. So we are cultured, we are civilized, and we should go and present ourselves in a very humble manner, sincere manner, and be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us there. Hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whosoever visits my grave, it is as if to say he has visited me in my lifetime. So what a nice fortunate person is that person who goes and visits the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should go there and try to see which is good opportunity where it is quiet, and then go and give salam to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is good if you can memorize the salams, the various salams and durood, but if you do not know, then you can say Ya Nabi Salaamu Alaikum, and after that in our own language, in our own vernacular, praise the qualities of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and make dua and cry before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, because we are right there near Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and duas are accepted. After that, if we go one step on the right hand side, then we are now perpendicular to the grave of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We give salam to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then we also mention his qualities, that he was the second of the two in the cave, that he was the one who gave his entire wealth for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam. And we should mention all the qualities, that he was the first Khalifa. Then we go on the right hand side, one step more, and give salam to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mentioning his good qualities. Remember, respected elders, that holding the iron bars, that is not Islamic. And holding it, kissing it, and rubbing, putting your hands there, rubbing it, all that is not Islamic. And to go around kissing the stones and the walls, that is not proven in Sharia. Respected elders, what is proven here is that we cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has brought us to Madinatul Munawwarah. He will make us, inshallah, go to Makkah and make our Hajj. And how fortunate we are. So we should utilize the best time. Although, respected elders, it is written, Ibn Humam has written this, Fathul Qadir, Imam Nawawi has written this in Sharia, Muslim, and the other scholars have written this, that it is permissible to make our dua, that while facing the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, however the guards there these days, because of the shirk and because of the innovation carry on there, they want you to face the Qibla and make dua. Remember that we should not become adamant on a masla when it is even permissible, because we are not going there to fight and quarrel and to go and cause any difficulty and problems. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that a person, which I have recited, if a person visits his grave, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is wajib, compulsory upon him to intercede for that person, And respected elders, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to intercede, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us and take us into his pleasure and into Jannah. It is written in one hadith, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith is in Qadd, and Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. He says that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw in a dream that he was going to go to three places. When he is going to leave Makkah, then he is going to go to three places. One was Bahrain, the other one Medina, the other one Tinasirin. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw in another dream that he is going to a place where he got huge date trees and saline land. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought that this place here would be Yamama, but later came to realize that this place is Madinatul Munawwarah. The other hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he thought that this place was going to be either Yamama or Hajar, but it was Madinatul Munawwarah. Why is it Madinatul Munawwarah? It is permissible, respected elders, to transact, to buy and to sell. We should treat the people of Madinatul Munawwarah well and have respect for them, because this is the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the question arises, which city is greater in status, Makkatul Mukarramah or Madinatul Munawwarah? Most of the ulama ikram say that when we bring the proofs forward, city to city, city for city, comparing a city to another city, comparing Makkah to Medina, then Makkatul Mukarramah has a higher status. And if we have to say spot by spot, then the area, the land and the surface and the soil that is touching the body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is higher in status than the Kaaba itself. And the soil that is touching the body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is higher in status than the arsh and kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the blessed nature of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should realize in what a nice, what a blessed and what a righteous land we are in when we go to Madinatul Munawwarah, respecting everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants every Muslim the ability to go to Madinatul Munawwarah, and the ability to go to Makkatul Mukarramah, and the ability to go and make Hajj. And while making Hajj, then it is stated in one hadith Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, the person who walks the Hajj, the person who walks the Hajj, he gets 700 times more sawab than the person who goes by conveyance. And 700 more sawab for every step of it. And it is stated there by Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi and Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi that the 700 times here referred to by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 700 times 100,000 compared to Makkatul Mukarramah. So the person who's walking the Hajj, he will get so much sawab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to go and respect the land. And the best thing, respected elders, there are two things a person can bring from there. Two things. One is hadiyah and one is hidayah. One is hadiyah, gift. One person, he goes to Makkah and Medina, he makes his Hajj, he brings a lot of gifts and comes. And respected elders, now that I think what has happened lately with the price of electronic items have gone up in the last budget. Now Muslim, when he go and bring big things, so big things he can't carry and bring to the custom here. And with the custom, see what you brought, he said, I brought nothing. Bro, so big box here, and the custom people ask, he said, I brought nothing. Respected elders, first thing, Muslim comes to the custom and begins to lie. That is not becoming of a Muslim. Respected elders, so a person can go and bring gifts. And the other thing, he can go, he can get guidance, he can get hidayah. And this is the most important thing for a Muslim, that if we get there and we bring back culture, civilization, adherence to Sunnah is most important, adherence to the Quran and Kareem is utmost important. If we go there and we come as better Muslims, sign of an accepted Hajj is, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, a person becomes a regular Namazi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand deen, to practice deen, to propagate deen, to become righteous and pious. Wa akhiru da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Respected elders, a small announcement that there is a petition outside that before you go, you should try to sign it, because the petition is going to be presented to the departments, various departments of the government concerning Maulana Desai for his release. So please, respected elders, put your names down also. Wa akhiru da'wa alhamdulillahi.